You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. Every Tuesday, we sit down with Southern Education Desk reporter Dan Carson to get an update on what's going on in Alabama schools. It's a lot of territory to cover, so let's get right to it. Dan, it seems that education funding and politics are even more intertwined than usual these days with the legislature in session. What's the latest?
Well, the legislature is on spring break right now, though some politics watchers are saying that for the amount they've actually accomplished in the first half of the session, it might be hard to tell the difference. And I'm pretty sure some groups, the Alabama Education Association, for instance, aren't too worried about the lack of legislation.
Why is that?
Well, for one example, the AEA's against charter schools and the bill that would allow them. There's been a big push to bring Alabama in line with the vast majority of states which do allow charter schools. Although, and this is interesting, Representative Blaine Gallagher, he's chairman of the House Rules Committee, joined some other Republicans and came out against the bill as it's written now.
That is interesting. Now, Gallagher, he is the lawmaker who sponsored the bill to allow release time for religious instruction for elective credit in public high schools. What's his objection to the charter school bill?
Well, the bill would let a new state panel overrule a school board that rejected a charter school application if that district has at least one failing school. So Mr. Gallagher told the Montgomery Advertiser basically that he didn't think the law's language defines failing school clearly enough, and that he was worried school boards would lose some of their autonomy, which is kind of ironic because according to the bill's advocates, charter schools are all about autonomy and freedom from state regulations.
Okay, so what do the opponents of charter schools say?
Well, they're saying that charter schools across the nation have a mixed track record at best, and that having a sort of parallel school system would be bureaucratic and inefficient, and that charters divert money from existing schools.
Money. Things always heat up, don't they?
They sure do. And speaking of which, there's another bill that would give companies tax credits for research and development done in the state. And that's in addition to a bill that we've talked about a couple of times, the one that would set up tax incentives for companies starting up or staying here in the state. Now, both of those bills would use tax revenue that would normally go into the Education Trust Fund. So when you start talking about rewarding businesses with funds that would normally go to cash-strapped schools, even if proponents say there will be long-term revenue benefits, some people have very strong reactions right away.
I'm sure. Now, let's leave Montgomery, bring it closer to home. What's going on with the Birmingham Area Middle School where the students spilled all that mercury a week or two ago in the science classroom? Has it reopened?
Yeah, as of yesterday, after a two-week cleanup that'll cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and included three homes because some kids brought home mercury on their clothes, shoes, and backpacks, the EPA gave the all clear to open Putnam Middle. Almost 200 students and staff had urine tests, and none reportedly came back with toxic levels.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it sounds like it could have been much worse. But I want to end on something that's totally positive. There's so much good going on in schools that gets pushed aside by the negative. You know what? Why don't we do a regular positive tidbit at the end of these interviews from now on?
Sounds great. What you got for this week?
Well, some business students at the University of Mobile started a little operation called Clothes Closet. It's a clothing pantry for needy people. And the students got a $1,500 grant, and they're getting people to donate clothes, and the people who need them get them for free. And the place has helped 40 or 50 families already. Now, the students are getting all sorts of hands-on business experience, and not to mention school credit. But now that it's up and running and they've gotten a taste of helping people this way, they all say they do it for free.
I like it. Positive. End on a positive note. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Tanya. Welcome back.
Thanks. That was Southern Education Desk reporter Dan Carson talking about some of the issues on the Alabama Education Beat. All of his stories and interviews are available on our website, WBHM.org. And if you'd like to suggest a story idea for Dan, you can email him at dan@WBHM.org.